Welcome to News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss in half of the Tony Ragu costume. And here now is the news for December 17th, 2021. Sorry, we're recording just after we wrapped up our last News Tonight of the year. You should go watch it. We played a giant board game and it was insane. Go watch it. Select behind-the-scenes tours from the Enchanting Extras collection at Walt Disney World are returning beginning February 6th of 2022. Most of the following Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom tours are now available for booking. There's Disney's Keys to the Kingdom, Caring for Giants, Wild Africa Trek, Up Close with Rhinos, and Savor the Savannah. Advanced bookings are highly recommended for all tours and can be made on DisneyWorld.com or the My Disney Experience app. Experiences located in Magic Kingdom Park and Animal Kingdom Park require valid theme park admission and reservations. Walt Disney World has released a calendar of their late 2022 and early 2023 Run Disney events. The event dates are as follows. November 3rd through the 6th, 2022 is the Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend presented by Aftershocks. January 4th through the 8th, 2023 is the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. February 23rd through the 26th of 23 is the Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend presented by Corksicle. And April 13th through the 16th, 2023, is the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend. And what seems to be the latest move in a continued effort to dissuade resellers, we'll go with that, Walt Disney World will not be allowing guests to use any discounts on the new first anniversary vault collection of merchandise. This 50th anniversary collection is starting to hit shelves this week, and like the original vault collection, it'll be calling back to the 70s with a series of retro merchandise this time, inspired by the first anniversary of the Magic Kingdom on October 1st, 1972. Unfortunately, no discounts, including annual pass holder, will be usable on this collection, according to a manager we spoke with at the Magic Kingdom. Disney also instated a purchase limit on most merchandise earlier this year. Well, the reason we know that collection is hitting now is a new retro pin inspired by the first anniversary of the park is now available in honor of the 50th anniversary. The pin is the first again in that new round of vault collection items. It's a yellow pin with the vintage Walt Disney World D logo, and a one is in the center of the Mickey head. It also says first anniversary October 72 Walt Disney World in gold along the Walt Disney World is in gold across the bottom. Comes on a 50th anniversary backer card. We first found this pin at the Frontier Trading Post for $24.99. If you don't know the importance of these, Walt Disney World cast member anniversary buttons were a tradition for many, many years. And this is it's a replica of sorts of the first one. The first one was actually plastic. There's a metal pin. But nonetheless, I think it's cool that they're doing these. The Walt Disney World Railroad has now been closed for 3 years. We still have to wait a while to get back on board, but guests may occasionally hear one testing on the new railroad tracks. We caught the sound of a train whistle near Storybook Circus at the Magic Kingdom yesterday. You can listen to the video right here on our channel. The Lux Logo 50th Anniversary Spirit Jersey items have finally arrived at Disney World. Items from this high-end collection, including ear headbands, have been slowly making their way into the parks. Spirit Jersey has released both a Lux Logo hooded jersey and a matching pair of pants. Both items are black with gold lines. The Cinderella Castle 50th logo is in gold on the left breast, and Walt Disney World is in gold on the back. The jersey has a drawstring hood as well as front pockets, and the pants also have the 50th logo embroidered on one side. We first found these in the Star Trader at the Magic Kingdom, as well as in Island Mercantile at Disney's Animal Kingdom. The Spirit jersey cost $149.99. The joggers are $129.99. Deluxe logo collection is just a nice way to say it's expensive. Crew members were installing panels on the front of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind on the building on December 15th. The facade has been blue exposed sheathing for months now. Some silver paneling with NovaCore logo was recently installed behind the greeter structure, and Alpollic-branded panels are being installed around the automatic doors. Alpollic is known for their metallic paneling. This paneling is covered in thin white sheets while being installed. We also saw crew members working on the right-hand columns, which have been completely painted dark gray. Construction walls have been removed and replaced with new blue fencing at the old site of Primeval World at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Primeval World permanently closed in early 2020 and was completely demolished this fall. The open area remains blocked off with green temporary fencing, and orange fans are on blue wooden posts around the square seating area that's now being installed. There are no seats yet, but cast members told us it would become a seating area, and benches are now pictured in the area on the Disney's Animal Kingdom digital map. That's right, they closed Primeval World and replaced it with a seating area. I might be inclined to call that an improvement. I have to think about. Artist Point has reopened at Disney's Wilderness Lodge, and alongside it is the Storybook Dining with Snow White. The menu has undergone a few changes, so we stopped by to try it out on the reopening night and say hello to our friends from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You can head on over to our website to read the full review. In short, the character greeting experience has changed slightly. Obviously, they are distanced. The Wicked Queen now walks around the restaurant rather than stands at a photo op location. But other than that, some menu changes. We give you a review and our thoughts on it again at the site. It's no secret that the Magic Key program, the replacement of annual passes at the Disneyland Resort, has been rather controversial among fans for its notorious difficulty to secure reservations for the two California theme parks. One woman feels that Disney falsely advertised their highest tier Dream Key as having, quote, no blockout dates despite the very limited bucket of reservations available for key holders, and as such, she is suing Disney. According to the Orange County Register, Janelle Nielsen, a Dream Key holder, has filed a $5 million lawsuit against Disney, alleging that Disneyland treats Magic Key holders as second-class ticket holders by artificially limiting Magic Key reservations and the number of key holders that can visit on any given day. Nielsen reportedly seeks to have the suit certified as a class action on behalf of all Magic Key holders, although this has not happened yet. Reservations for Magic Key holders have been notoriously, again, difficult to obtain since the launch of the program. In fact, we had a lot of problem. What's really interesting is if you're a Dream Key holder and you're not a local, obviously as a local, you maybe don't visit five consecutive days or, you know, plan those out really far in advance. But we have had all sorts of problems trying to plan future trips out with our Magic Keys. It's not really great for people that want to travel sometime in the future. And for 5 days or more in a row, it's really... You know, it's really hard to plan. So I don't know who this ticket is for, but they need to fix this. Arendelle, World of Frozen, the new Frozen-themed land coming to Hong Kong Disneyland, remains under construction. But our friends at Hong Kong Disneyland Fantasy have shared recent updates on Twitter of the state of things. The first panel of brick wall has been installed on the Arendelle Clock Tower. Other building facades can be seen behind the scaffolding below it. They also pointed out some of the textures on the land's mountain range, which has yet to be painted. Rock, grass, and snow are visible. Disney shared photos from the construction during Destination D23 last month, and Arendelle, the World of Frozen, is set to open in 2022. It will feature a clone of Frozen Ever After, along with the new Wandering Oaken Sliding Sleighs roller coaster attraction. A near duplicate of the land, minus that second attraction, is expected to open at Walt Disney Studios Paris sometime in the future. For more information on these stories and more, head on over to WDWNT.com. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Hotel, park tickets, dining, and more. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. The Vacationeer, the official travel agency of WDWNT. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video. Subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, such as Timekeeping or WDW News Tonight. And click the bell for notifications. Also, make sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.